Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this nanny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star when it comes out to this show. Follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
It's your boy Hook from the Dunway Clique. Halo! And make sure that you stay tuned in to Alabama Barbs Radio with the sexy Southern Belle Boss Barbs, a.k.a. Angel, and that sexy lady Nikki Barbs. Ha!
What's going on, people? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, and you are definitely tuned in to All Barbs Radio. Waiting for this Nikki Barbs to get in from her meeting. But of course, we have the lovely Angel of Tweets in the building. Angel, how you doing?
I'm doing lovely. How are you today?
Can't complain. Did a lot of running around. Just got back from Elmira, New York, not too long ago. And it was quite a journey, but I'm here now. We're ready to get this show going. And also, happy birthday, Whitney Houston, man.
Yes, happy birthday, Whitney Houston. So, Black, you know, the Ravens are playing tonight.
So,
we know how I feel about my Ravens. Yeah, shout out to the Baltimore Ravens. They are playing the Falcons. We already know how it's going down tonight. I'm a little upset because I'm not watching my favorite team. Everybody knows I'm a football fanatic, but I got people watching it for me, keeping me updated on the score. So I'm a little.
Oh, okay.
Down about that because I'd rather be watching the game. Everybody knows I'm like into football like that. But I mean, I guess while we're waiting for Nikki, I just wanted to go over some things, remind people about some of the events. If you're going to be in the DMV area on the 23rd, make sure you come, you DM me or hit me up via Twitter at Angel Love Tweets. Because Mayor Stephanie Rawlins Blake is having an annual back to school rally from 3 to 7. I can give you more information on that. I will be in Atlanta. Everybody knows that on October the 6th for the Prada Walk. On November the 1st, I'll be doing Light the Night Walk in Maryland as well. So if you want more information about that, you can hit me up on that charity event. And make sure you come hang out with me on the 29th at the first annual CAYEC networking showcases that I'm sponsoring in Camp Springs, Maryland. And anything you want to touch base on, Black? Black?
Oh, actually, before I get into what I'm going to do, Nikki's in the building. Nikki, what's up?
What's going on?
Chilling. I guess that meeting took a little longer than expected, but glad that you're here now.
Yes, I do apologize. I'm running a little bit late. I apologize. How's everyone doing tonight?
Oh, chilling.
I'm doing great.
That's good. I didn't want to interrupt, Boss Bond, so I know you were in the middle of talking about events. I actually have an event too that one of my fellow Twitter followers told me to announce. But if anybody's in the New York area this Friday, tomorrow, there will be an art gallery show from one of my followers at Couture, and she's basically going to be showing her new collection of paintings, and she just wants everybody to come out. It'll actually be on 125th Street in Harlem. It's an outside event, so if you're walking along those areas of 125th, you should be able to see her. She's going to have a big sign outside that says Couture, so if you do want to stop by to look at some art and everything, then you could go ahead and do so. It'll be tomorrow from 5 p.m. to about 9 p.m. in Harlem, New York area. So, Boss, are you finished setting your event?
Yep, just pretty much like I said, if anybody's interested in coming to any of the events that I'm sponsoring or any of the charity events that I'm participating in, you can just hit me up and I'll give you that information. And if you're wondering how to get involved in the community, because it's very important that you get back,
yes.
I can definitely help you out with that. Just, you know, hit me up via Twitter and we'll get the ball going. Just make sure that you come out and support me and the whole reason why I created the team, just to give back to within the communities. And if you have anything that you're having and you would like for us to come out that, you know, you're doing as far as charity events or anything you want sponsored, just hit me up and let me know so that we can get the ball rolling.
Exactly. Make sure y'all hit her up because Angel has a lot of events that she's doing that are very, very, very well worth it. She's giving back to her community. She's participating in walks to help others. So join her. Like, I'm trying my best to get into everything she's getting into, but if I can't, I would like for somebody else from the All Bars movement to go along with her to help support, because support goes a long way.
I'm sorry, you need to, because
no,
I'm not going to be doing all these walks by myself.
Okay.
I do have something that I need to tell you. We are invited to Style Week at Crescendo's Piano Bar. So if anybody's from the Miami area, you need to go check Crescendo's out. I visited Crescendo's when I went to Miami on my vacation, and it's really nice. It has live music. It has a piano setting. It's really, really nice. But they're having a style week that me and Nikki Barbs has just got. It just popped up on my desk. That's why I had to, announce it really quick. So if you're in the Miami area and you want more information, please hit us up, and we'll be able to forward that information to you as well.
Yes, damn. You visited it. I wish I was in Miami to visit. Lord knows. So, yes, we definitely have a great show ahead of us. We have the unsigned artist music to play and to comment on, which is always fun for me because I like to listen to the music that you guys send us and comment on it, because I'm going to let you know if it's good or not. Trust and believe. But before we get into that, I want to get into something along the lines of media. And I know you guys are familiar with Kim Kardashian, a.k.a. Kim K. And y'all all know about the sex tape with her and Ray J. This happened a while back. I personally haven't seen the sex tape myself. Angel, have you seen the sex tape?
I didn't get the opportunity to see that. I would have loved to see it, but no, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I didn't see it either. But apparently, this will come across my desk. Breaking news. They have confirmed that Kim Kardashian's mother sold Kim's sex tape to porn directors. And this was documented today. The Kardashian family is pretty low down, but even we couldn't believe that Mother Chris was so dirty that she sells the sex tape of her daughter, Kim, to porno directors. Now, here is what Star Magazine is reporting. Chris, which is Kim Kardashian's mother, was totally involved in arranging the sale of Kim's sex tape. The video already existed, then Chris was there every step of the way as the middleman. She brought into market into an adult entertainment company. The tape was ultimately released for sale by Vivid Video, which was reportedly paid $1 million for the rights. We know, I know what y'all thinking. I know y'all probably like, is Star Mag, like, really Star Magazine, how true is it? But one of the reporters from Star Magazine took a polygraph test, which he passed. And she said, I saw Chris's signature on the contract. I believe she got somewhere between $250,000 and $500,000 for the original deal. Dang, how grimy could you get? Like, do you believe, Angel, that her mother would be the one to market the sex tape?
I believe it.
I do too.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I believe it just because I know they're very money hungry like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I could definitely see it happening. I'm not quite convinced that she didn't know her mother was going to leak it. Now, that's a different story because I do believe that that family, as far as business is concerned, is a lot more tight-knit than they than they proceed for the media to believe. But, yeah, I can definitely believe it.
I believe it, too, because, like you said, again, like, that family, like, they're always, anything that's going to attract them attention, I believe, you know, is what they utilize. You know, if it's the mother having to, look how many girls she has, majority of her girls are famous, and now the two little ones, the little sisters, they're coming out now as models, and they're doing a whole bunch of stuff in the industry. So I believe that she would have some type of involvement with it. You know what I mean? Like, just to get money. But then you think about it, like, the exploitation of her own daughter, because she knows once you sell that, once you, you know, do all that stuff, like, your daughter's going to be the one to have to go through whatever comes out her way. So, how much of a mother are you to do that and then to sit there and to console your daughter when she's being in the public eye as a skank because of a sex tape? To me, that's crazy. Chris, if you are listening, that shit ain't right. You should have fucking took a sex tape of you and Bruce, or whoever the fuck his name is, and put that shit up on there.
But most porn
moms I like to fuck, like, what a dope ass. If you a dope in the building, please press 1. Dads I like to fuck too. Most a lot of people like to look at the older people fucking because they feel like they're more experienced or whatever have you. But I feel like if she was going to do that, she should have put a sex tape of her and fucking Bruce's old ass. Not of her daughters, that she knows that, you know, once they get out there, it's going to come back to Kim. And Kim is, of course, going to be upset. You know what I mean? And I just think that that's really grimy. Black, what do you think about that?
Man, this is some old bullshit.
I agree. But speaking, though, like, what do you have to say about that? Do you think that her mother, do you think that Kim has every right to sue her mother now because of that? Or do you think that it's something that should be swept underneath the rug because of they got money off of it?
Look. The whole thing, it doesn't surprise me, you know what I'm saying? You know, we see how they get down anyway. You know, they exploit all the kids and all that stuff. So to find out that years down the line that they actually had something to do with it and they were trying to play victim like, well, I don't know about everyone else, but I was able to see through the shit, you know what I'm saying? Because there's no way, you know, the movie's just going to end up at some major porn success, you know what I'm saying? Somebody who was close to the people who were in the movie had to do it, you know what I'm saying? Ray J swore up and down it wasn't him, and
he sure did.
They're like, I did that shit. You know, their owner's like, yeah, I fucked in that video. Yeah, that was me. You know, hopefully they admit to that shit. So, to find out that it was Kris Jenner, it doesn't surprise me. I think it's just kind of fucked up in the show. Like, yo, for a quick fuck, she was selling her own daughter. You know what I mean?
I totally fucking agree. I just, when it comes down to the fucking Kardashians, though, every time I hear Kardashian, I just roll my eyes because it's just like, what else? You know what I'm saying? I feel like they're beautiful girls. Beautiful girls. I would never deny that. You know, beautiful family. But I thought these bitches had a clothing store, you know, things to focus on and X, Y, and Z. I just don't see why they have to put themselves in the, oh, shit, in the public eye, you know what I'm saying, just to, but something like that, just to fucking make money, like. Because that's, I mean, hey, if Kim Kardashian is okay with her pussy being exposed and she's okay with showing the whole world how she sucks on Ray J's dick, I mean, that's one thing, you know? But when it came out, she acted as if she was so fucking surprised. Angel, I don't know if you remember, but, like, when it came out, she was fucking distraught. As if, like, who the fuck could do this to me and how did it get out and, you know, crying and boo-hooing and shit like that, having Oprah come in and fucking rectify the situation. But yet, you know, like, I mean, I don't know. I honestly just, I believe that her mother has some type of involvement. Somebody has some type of involvement because this is a sex tape between you and Ray J. You know, like, if you, only people that should have copies is Ray J and yourself, you know, and if Ray J is eating through it, bitch, like, who else is going to point your finger at? You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I just feel like, and for all those that are listening right now, if you, you know, if you happen to tape yourself being intimate with somebody or your significant other, I mean, unless y'all both agree for it to be publicized, then there should be no way and no how, like, the video should get out. If it's not consent from both parties that acted in the video, I feel like it should not be publicized. Like, it really shouldn't. And that's something that, you know, was done between you and, you know, you and the guy or the girl, and it should stay that way. But I want to know, Angel, like, when it comes down to sex tapes, though, how do you feel about sex tapes? And I'm not going to ask you, have you done one, but how do you feel about them? And what are some, if you were to partake in a sex tape, what would be your limit?
Well, first, I mean, I just feel like if you're going to step out on the boundaries of creating a sex tape, you have to understand that, you know, how you may conceal it may not be how the other person may conceal it. So, to me, it's just like saying, oh, I'm going to keep eating donuts, I don't expect to get fat, or I expect to have high cholesterol, whatever the case may be, you know. You kind of set yourself up for whatever's going to happen after the fact. So if you're going to do a sex tape, in my opinion, do it and don't give a fuck about what's going to happen after that. Like, it's your body. Sex is a natural thing. And if you just it just happens to leak and you get some type of, you know, monetary gain from it, I don't understand what the fuck the problem is anyway. It's just sex. Like, I mean, you shouldn't, if you didn't want it to leak and you didn't want anybody else to see it, I mean, you shouldn't have did it. Because trust and believe, like, somebody else is going to see it regardless if, like, nobody's going to make a sex tape and lock it. Like, not no nigga anyway. He's not, he's going to be laying around with his little other TV things that he watch, and somebody's going to come across it and they're going to watch it. So you just got to be prepared of what's going to happen after the fact. So if you're big and you grown enough to make a sex tape, be grown enough to suffer whatever consequences comes behind that. Now, to answer your second part of your question, no, I have never made a sex tape, but I wouldn't mind doing it, you know, in the near future. But, I mean, just be an adult about it. Like, it shit happens. If it leaks, then take responsibility, because you never really know while you're taping what other items are being taped as well. You just cannot be sure nowadays. So if you're going to be bold and do it, be bold all the way. You know, be proud of what you did, unless it was some sloppy-ass shit. I mean, but if it wasn't, be proud of your body and be proud of what you create as a work of art. I mean, you're not going to be the first person being a porno video. It's not that serious to me anyway, you know, so that's just my whole take on that.
I don't mean to lie, but you are. You're just so fucking funny to me. Black, how do you feel about the whole sex tape thing, and what are your limits to a sex tape if you decide to partake in that shit?
Hey, if that's what y'all want to do, you know, I think if you're going to make a sex tape, it should be something that both parties are aware of. You know, shout out to the dude who would set up a camera and not tell Shorty and filming and all that.
Oh,
but
fuck
I think
them niggas. No, don't get shout outs. Fuck them niggas that do shit like that, that have a camera in the bedroom and not tell the female that they have a camera. That's on some sneaky creep shit. They don't get shout outs. God. Sorry.
It was a sarcastic shout out, but hey, whatever. So it's something that both parties should be aware of, you know, because, you know, Shorty, she might want to get all extra theatrical and dramatical and shit. You know, she know there's a camera going, you know. So let her know, and if there's going to be anything, like, say, if the relationship is over, you know what I mean? You know, then the tape should be destroyed, like. Because if you're not together, why hold on to old evidence unless you're trying to do some vindictive shit? You know what I'm saying? And you're just setting yourself up for the shit to get out. Or you'll get the temptation because you want to embarrass the shorty, or shorty want to embarrass the dude because he done did some embarrassing lick the butt shit or whatever. And she'll want to hand it out. So I say at the end of the relationship, you know, if there is tapes, like, yo, that shit should be destroyed. As far as me, haven't done it, not sure if it's in the cars or in the plans, but if it is, I'll be taking them steps my damn self.
I have a question, though, for Black. I don't understand, what's the point of making a sex tape if you're going to destroy it? I don't understand. That's like a waste of fucking time.
Yo,
like,
I'm telling you.
Well, what's the point? Do you know how much it costs to get that? I'm just saying, you know how much it costs to even get that equipment? Like, you need a fucking drop-down, like, screen,
need
a projector.
Cell phones. I didn't even try to hear that
shit. Well, I'm just saying, that's a lot to be, like, making a sex tape. Because, even if you were doing it on a cell phone, I don't know why would you even do it on a cell phone.
Hello.
Just, like, that's lazy, and that's probably going to be the ugliest sex tape in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, like, this is what I'm saying. If you're going to do it, if you're going to take all that extraness to position the cell phone to be in a certain spot, like, why are you going to erase it? What was the whole fucking point? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just the unnecessary, taking it back to one of our previous shows. If you're going to make a sex tape, why destroy
it? Angel would be the one, make the sex tape, get mad at the nigga, like, look what this nasty nigga did. See? That's why she said
no, I wouldn't be mad. I would be like, we need to drop this off at TMZ. Like, if it's that good.
Oh, okay.
I mean, to me, like, if he's doing nasty shit, that means it's a good ass sex tape. Like, what you saying? Like, let's keep, like, real. Like, now, if it's boring, like, it's probably not going to be a very long tape anyway, so.
Well, I have to come in on both of you guys because we recorded ourselves, you know, like, I wanted to see how I looked doing certain things. And my experiences, though, like, it's only one. We're only one. And we did not use a cell phone. We damn sure had a fucking cannon. And we had to sit on the dresser, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I have to be really careful because when this dude got mad at me because I no longer wanted to answer his phone calls, you know, I got the threat for it. Well, whatever, bitch. Like, I'll show the tape. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll show it. And, like, at first, like, I was like, yo, oh, my fucking God. Like, I hope he does not show this shit to, because, you know, we both know the same people about. And I just felt like if this nigga shows the people that we know, like, just, like, I'm going to be dead. Like, just the death for me. But you know, I just, like, what I did was I asked him, you know, to, you know, I wanted to see it for myself, and I wanted to see if he could play it back on his camera for me. And when he wasn't looking, I just deleted it. Because with certain people, I'm like, he was threatening to show it to people if I didn't answer my phone for him. You know what I'm saying? And that's something, like, I was glass naked, engaging in acts. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that if I wanted to show the world, I would damn sure I had made a porno and put it up on all these websites. But that's something that I didn't want everybody to see. So I had to delete it because I didn't want him to show anybody before, you know what I'm saying, beforehand. And would I do it again? No, because you just don't know everybody's mentality. You know what I'm saying? You don't know when you're not with them. If you don't have a copy of it yourself, you don't know what they're doing with it. You don't know who they're showing. Then they can tell you, like, I'm not going to show anybody, but then yet show his best friend or, you know what I'm saying, or just talk about it. And I don't need all of that exploitation. I'm doing big things right now, and I'll be damned if I reach a certain peak in my career and because they want to get to me so bad, they have to use sex tapes to fucking slander me or defamate my character. And I'm not having that, because what I do behind closed doors is behind closed doors. Like I said again, if I wanted to publicize that, I watch enough porn. I know enough porn sites. I can easily hit contact us, and I can fucking contact them and email them and try to fucking set up to something where my video was on their page. I don't want to do all that. I'm not a porn star. Even though I could fuck like one, I'm not. That's not what I do for my profession. So I will not partake in sex tapes. I honestly like to watch other people's sex tapes. I don't know why, but I do. But when it comes down to it, you just have to be very careful. And I feel you too. Like, what's the point of making a sex tape if you're gonna destroy it right after? But
I didn't say destroy right after, but.
But some people just, you know, like, some people just like me, my whole thing for even recording it, not was like to have, like, lingering around that footage, but I just want to see, you know what I'm saying, like, how I look, like, I just want to see how I look doing what I do. You know what I'm saying, like, because if there's no mirrors in the room, or if you're in a room where there's not a big mirror where you can actually see you guys doing the do, or there's no mirrors on the ceiling, I mean, you know, I'm a freak, so I like to see myself doing certain things, so that's the only reason why I asked the guy. But I'm not fucking with sex tapes, because y'all niggas do not fucking use that, like, in the next couple of months talking about, I know her, I know Nicki Minaj, look at this, and try to fucking get me. I guess
it just depends on the type of people that, right. That you attract. I mean, you have to use your judgment, but as far as I'm concerned, if I'm going to be bold enough to make a sex tape with my person, and it's not like, just as well as he is, he can blast the rent and do what he want to do, I can do the same thing. Like, I can put that shit any and everywhere. I can do whatever I want. I can edit it. I can do whatever I want to do, you know, so it goes both ways. So not only is the female in that scenario, you know, vulnerable, but niggas can be, you can make a nigga vulnerable too. So it's like the same difference. So if I was ever in a situation like that, it's going to be what it's going to be. You want to show what happened, okay, we can go take for a tag. Like, I can, it's nothing to edit a tape. It's nothing. So at the end of the day, who really going to be embarrassed? Like, me, I'm not, because once you make that step to say that you're secure about what you're doing and you was, you know, woman enough to make that tape, that's when you said to yourself, and you need to say to him, whatever happens after this, is what it is. Now, if it's to that point where you just don't trust them, then just don't make a copy. You just keep it. And then rock with it like that. And if he wants to partake in rewatching it, he can come in your crib and watch it. It's always a way to get around. I'm just saying, don't, you know, in the realms of, you know, having, making love and having sex, however you want to use whatever terminology you want to use, you know, don't be so stale to be scared to do things because you're so afraid of what the next person is going to think. Everybody's grown.
They are.
And if it happens to leak out, you know, you have to take responsibility as well, because you engaged in the tape. So you just got to hold your britches up and roll with that punches.
Britches. Cracking me. I want to scream right now because you said britches. I want to fucking scream. wait. But wait, but you know what though? See, I understand what you're saying because I'm very confident. You know me, like if y'all can see, like I'm very comfortable with my body. You know what I'm saying? And for those who follow me on Instagram, for those who follow me on Twitter, you know my fucking ad right now, my little ass cheeks is out. But I'm very comfortable with my body and myself. But when he threatens me though, and I'm saying like to show other people, it was just the thought in my head like, do I want the other niggas that I could possibly, you know, who knows? Like, I may want to talk to one of his friends, like that on a level of where I want to be in a relationship with him. So do I want him to see, you know what I'm saying, me with this nigga's dick in my hand and, you know what I'm saying, me play with myself as, you know, and then, like, I just, certain things are, like, I just didn't want to get exposed to other people. Like, I didn't care if me and him watched it a million and one times. You know, together, or if I was doing it on my off time or he was doing it on his off time. Once niggas started saying, if you don't, like, that's threatening me. If you don't call me back, bitch, I'm about to show the whole world how you give it up.
And I'd have been like, bitch, if you show the whole world, I would have my fucking lawyer, because I got a Jew who likes to see, sitting on your fucking porch, bitch, waiting for you when you get home from work. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of times with women, let me tell you, if I'm going to, like, seriously, like, date a nigga like that, trust me, fucking nigga, I'm going to know your social nigga. I'm going to know where you work at. I'm going to know the last time you took a shit. I'm going to know enough information about you just in case. That's all I'm going to say, just in case. Just in case you have one of those moments where you want to threaten me, my Jew who likes to see will be sitting on your fucking porch with the All Barbs fucking lawsuit sitting in his lap waiting for your Johnny Hancock. And we'll see how much you threaten then. Like, this is what it is. Like,
Before I take these callers, yeah, like, just like she said, like, you don't want an All Barbs lawsuit because All Barbs is definitely secure for shit like that. Like, All Barbs is actually copyrighted. It's an actual company. This is not a made-up shit. Niggas didn't have to run their social security number, didn't have to go through many paperwork to actually confirm this as a legit business. So All Barbs is a legit business. We have paperwork behind it. Angel has it all. She's the owner of the group, so you definitely do not want an All Barbs lawsuit by being fucking stupid, nigga. You just don't. You really don't.
My girl is covered.
Yes. They damn sure are. Let me get into this caller. Last four digits of your number is 6282. 6282, you're live on air.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi. Who's this?
It's
who?
This is Buddha.
Buddha. Why are you calling me?
No, your show.
Well, Buddha, you're not even fucking 15 yet. Are you serious right now?
Wow. Y'all like.
Okay, well, Buddha, can you please hang up? Like, can you hang up? Because you're not supposed to even be listening. don't laugh. Do not laugh. No, deadass though, Buddha. For all that I don't know, this is my little brother. Like, can you get off the line, please? Black, can I get the next caller? Cute. Thank you. What the fuck? Last four digits of your number.
But I'm mad because how you didn't know it was your brother.
I'm mad, bitch. Wait. Why? Why? Let me text my mother right now. Like, do you know? Hold up. Let me get to this. Let me get to this next caller. Last four. I just can't believe. Oh my God. Did I just. Please. What? Okay. Last four digits of your number is 967. This better not. I don't know my other brother's number. I hope this is not his last four digits. Last four digits of your number is 9676. 9676. You're definitely live on air. Please don't be my brother.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm fine. Can you let me know who this is?
My name is Charles Manson.
Charles Manson?
Yes, Charles Manson.
How you doing, Charles? How are you?
I'm doing very good. I heard your station. I'm in Connecticut.
You in Connecticut? CT? That's about.
Yes, yes, yes. So how are you ladies doing today?
I'm fine. Angel, how you doing, boo?
I'm good.
I'm doing very good. How was what's her name? Her name is Al Barbs. Is that her name?
No, well, no, it's Angel. It's Boss Barbs, but it's Angel. I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, Boss Barbs. Boss Barbs. Okay, Boss Barbs, Angel. Which one is it, Boss Barbs or Angel?
Honey, I'm the same person.
Okay, her actual name is Angel, but she's called Boss Barbs. Like, if anybody knows who Angel is, they refer to her as Boss Barbs. She's the Boss Barbs running shit. So that's why we call her Boss Barbs.
Okay, so what's the topic today? Like, what's the topic of discussion?
The discussion, what we were talking about, I haven't even touched my topic yet, but my topic is along the lines of what we're talking about. But what we were talking about was sex tapes. And I just read a little bit about Kim Kardashian. I know you're familiar with Kim Kardashian and her sex tape. I don't know if you saw it or not, but apparently her mother was the one behind her, behind the whole exploitation, you know, it being publicized. Her mother sold it to a porn company, you know, to make money or whatever the case may be. And my whole question was, if you were to part, like, how do you feel about sex tapes? That's what I want to know, number one. And number two, if you do have a fetish or if you do like sex tapes, what are your limitations to sex tapes?
We're going to start with the first question. The first question, as far as sex tapes, I'm for sex tapes. I like sex tapes. I think that if people want to get, you know, a little sexy, they can get a little sexy. But I'm not for it when it does get to the public or when other people find out about your business. But if that's your cup of tea, that's your cup of tea. Now, as far as, like, what people do in sex tapes, I mean, it's been so much. Like, when you got people in sex tapes with food and shit, like ketchup and, you know, all that nasty, kinky shit that some people be doing, like that fat people type shit, it don't cut it up for me. I don't like it. I think it should keep the sex tape joint kind of casual, you know, role play. You got your, you know, your nice prop. I think that's about it. I don't really think you should go into the Batman and Batwoman or whatever you want, you know, whatever. If I got the I don't think you want to get into all them different things.
Oh, my God, I want to say something so bad. But
I'm about to ask you, bitch. Hold on, I'm about to ask you, bitch. Hold on. I'm about to say, are you done so I can pass it to Angel because she want to say something so fucking bad.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're down for the sex tape as long as there is no food involved and no role playing. So you don't want your girl or the female
dressed up
with the caramel and the candles and the, because I'm about to
you
say
like
the boring
like
sex tape. Okay.
Listen, I'm not saying I like the role play. I love the role play, but I can't have the Häagen-Dazs candy and ice cream. I can't have the muscular that you're trying to put on my chest.
Shut up,
you know
to Häagen-Dazs.
Listen, I'm trying to tell y'all, like, people out here taking it to, like, an extreme now. Like, it's no longer about sex tapes. It's about really trying to get produced. They really want this shit to sell, like, and I suppose if you really want it to sell, that's cool, but keep it casual. You don't got to do too much. You don't got to, you know what I'm saying? You don't got to have, like, 15 girls. No, I'm sorry, 15 niggas and one, you know what I'm saying, one girl. Like, that's just too much, like.
I agree on that part.
You know, and they just take it too far, you know. And what they do sometimes, they take it too far. Like, some of the shit just.
What'd you say your name was again?
My Charles Manson.
Well, I don't believe you. I don't believe that's your name.
My name is Charles Manson. I'm from Connecticut.
Okay.
Who am I speaking to? Angel?
Well, yes, this is Angel.
I love your voice, Angel.
Oh, shit. See, these up northerners, they don't appreciate my fucking voice because they familiar with this shit. They don't tell me that they love my voice because I'm from fucking New York. But it's okay. It's
Are you from New York? From New York?
I'm from the Bronx, New York. That's why you. What part of Connecticut are you from, Mr. Mason? What part of Connecticut? Because I'm from the Bronx, and I know Connecticut very well.
I'm right here around the corner from Harvard.
By where?
I live right close to Harvard.
Oh, because I do. I don't know if you're familiar with. I used to do a lot of showcases out in Hartford at Cloud 9. It's a venue, but Yeah, so I've done Cloud 9 a lot of times. So I'm familiar with Connecticut because I'll be all up in through there, Bridgeport,
okay.
Waterbury, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it is what it is, though. But thank you so much for fucking calling in. And like I said again, if you follow us on Twitter, at How's Your Head Game and at Angel Loves Tweets, make sure you tweet me so that way I could send you a shout-out for calling in tonight, please. I would like all right. to.
Mr. Connecticut.
Mr. fucking
yeah, I think
Connecticut.
I think I already follow one of y'all. I don't know. It's the one with the skinny girl with the skinny one.
We're both skinny. We're both
wow.
skinny.
Oh, it's the one with, let me see. Hold on. I got it now. I'm looking at my toe. Oh, I got you. Yeah, it's the one with the pretty face.
Okay,
we both have
no,
pretty.
We're both pretty. What is she saying right now? Because we're both pretty. So go ahead. Like I'm waiting for you to say. I'm waiting for you to say the one with just her face in the Abbey, or you want to say the one with hot damn near no clothes on.
The hot tamale with the red on, like.
That's Angel.
Oh.
He calls you a hot tamale. Hot tamale, nigga. That's your new name to me.
I love it.
Hot tamale.
Okay.
With the red, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Angel. That's Angel.
Oh, yeah, okay. I got you, Angel. I got you.
Well, right. Make sure you tweet Angel so that way we can both shout you out. Because if you tweet her, I'm going to see it. And we'll send you a shout out for calling in All Bob's Radio tonight.
All right, cool. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, moving on, next caller, last 4 digits of your number is 1907, 1907, you're live on air with me, Nikki Barnes, and Angel Love Sweet.
This is Kid Continent, so I'm just calling to say what's up.
Kid Continent, what's going on, boo?
I'm chilling, just listening to y'all. It sound like Practical Joke Day up there.
Practical Joke.
Yeah, your brother, that was funny. I was sitting there laughing because I'm trying to clean up and all that before my daughter started making a mess. And you got homeboy from Connecticut. he's, and I mean, one thing I have to address, I didn't appreciate how you said that. Us northerners don't appreciate your voice because I appreciate your voice. It's pretty cool.
Aww.
It's a very nice and beautiful
Aww.
Voice. So okay then.
Thank you, K-Con. I can always count on fucking K-Continental to fucking cheer me up. That's what I'm talking about. He be the nigga, and if everybody don't know, y'all should know, because K-Continental calls in every show. He's definitely a supporter, and he's an all-bar promoter. So I'm going to need everybody that's listening right now, I'm going to tweet his name. Y'all got to follow him, because he keeps the fucking thing going. Shut up, Angel. He keeps the thing promoter. When I tweet his name, y'all better follow him because he keeps it going for the all barbs, and he definitely, if you can't get through to me, an Angel, a.k.a. Hot Tamale, You can definitely get through to check out the Nuncio. He'll definitely let you know what it is and what's going on with me and Angel. But yes, bro. So I want to know.
Yes,
I want to fucking know. I do. I'm nosy. I want to know, how do you feel about sex tapes? And if you were to partake in one, how far are you going and what's the limit?
I mean, there's a limit. I mean, homeboy talking about no food and all that shit. I like ice cream and all that shit. I like, I'm a big fan of ice cream. So, I mean, if food is in it, then I'm in it. Damn that.
Like I said, if food is in it, I'm in it.
Yeah,
that's right. That's what I like to hear. A little fun.
Yeah, of course. Right. I mean, but I mean, it's up to the person. I mean, I find it, you know what I'm saying, especially if you're a couple, I find it, you know, that it should be fun. Because if you're a couple and y'all down with it, then it should be no problem. Y'all do what y'all want, you know what I'm saying? You're entitled to do what you feel, you know? So there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, every time, if I ever made one, it would always stay private, and it's with my boo, you feel me? So it's all it is.
I agree. I mean, I'm agree with you to an extent. Like, you and Angel, y'all can slap fives through via phone and internet and shit. But when it comes out to that fool shit, like, unless you plan on doing my laundry the next day, or that's not crazy. With the ice cream and shit.
Wait, what's wrong with a little chocolate syrup?
You know what? I don't know what you would call me, because I'm a freak to the core. If I get a dose once, I'm going to want some more. But when it comes out to all our food shit, like, can we eat that? All
right, so if the person uses food and then do your laundry tomorrow, would you be down with the food?
I'll be down for it, kid. I'll be down for it, kid.
But see,
niggas is not with it. Like, and then a nigga will fucking say yes just to fuck. Like, he's gonna be like, all right, yes, I'll wash your linens. Like, I got you. And then the next day, nowhere to be found. Like, what happened though?
Niggas is lazy. That's why. And you know, they ain't learned how to do laundry when they was young.
No, that's because she need to make sure she put it on his ass the right way, and the nigga won't have no choice because my ass will be on his ass over with, okay?
Yeah, for real, because if you think about it, that same whipped cream that y'all use at night, if you're doing your laundry, you might use the same whipped cream on your pancakes. I'm just saying.
I agree with him 100%. She just needs the right person to do it the right way. So then she's not so turned off. I don't know who attempted to do that to her, and just like, it's like a horror movie now for
her. They try to use fried chicken as well. They try to use all that, right?
Y'all laughing, but I just had bad experiences with food, yo. Like,
they try to use spaghetti.
We gonna get her right though.
I mean, if your feet is right, I'll do it. But you know, people
My feet
don't keep their feet
right.
Right. Oh, so that's good. See, so it shouldn't be a problem. See. But like I said, when you do that, you gotta use fruit, you know, peaches and all that. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta use, you know, something sweet.
I like peaches. I like strawberries. I like whipped cream. I like Nutella.
Okay.
I like all of that shit, but I like to eat it, like, aside from
it
being
off of his body.
You gotta come prepared. You gotta come hungry, and then you got.
Yeah.
After that, you know what I'm saying? You got to eat off the person's body. So I'm just saying, if you're hungry and it's on that person's body, you go and eat it all. Just keep it 100.
Keep it in 100. I love it when you keep 100. How much, you know what it is? Like, I think I need to experience the whole food thing with somebody that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's somebody that knows what they're doing. Because, like I told you, my past experience with food, like, it's not fun to have somebody, like, stick a cherry inside your pussy and then be like, oh shit, where's the cherry? I can't find it. Like,
nah, that's
what?
Corny. That's corny, yo. That's
no,
corny.
No, that's extra.
That's corny. Now, if he went down and then took and then sucked it back out, you know what I'm saying? That's on that. Where is
it? I just don't even want to tell y'all, like, about the situation. But it was just like really traumatizing for me. So that's why I was like, food is made to eat this. Like, let's not smear it on each other, you guys. Like, let's not smear it on each other. But
that's,
I mean, I feel what you're saying. Like, I do.
Yeah.
And as far as the whole sex thing, like, you know, like, I just, I'm like, I told y'all, like, I'm down for it, but just don't fucking threaten me. Like, because when you start threatening me, that's when I'm going to have to call you and be like, all right, I'm going to come over. And I'm going to act like I want to see the video. And then, like, when you fucking, I'm like, oh, what's that outside? And I fucking delete. Like, I don't want to have to do that anymore in life. Like, I'm
because some people are wild, man. People are really, really evil these days. So you got to watch what you do and who you do it with, you dig? So. Understandable.
That's why social security numbers are very important.
Yeah.
It's very important to know these things. And if you say, if you ask the right questions and you do the right things, you can get a nigga to tell you anything. Damn, what, bitch? Who? Whatever. That's another show. So, yes.
Yes. Yes, man. Yeah, but like I said, I mean, it's not really a big problem. Hey, go on, go right here. You down for that, too?
No.
Nah, let me stop. This is my fiance right here. She's sitting there looking at me like I'm crazy.
Tell the fiance we said hello and that, you know, you're just participating in our fucking crazy-ass topics.
Yeah, no
doubt. But, thank you so much. I want you to keep tuning in because we're about to play some of my followers' music. I know that you do music, so I would love to hear what you have to say coming from an artist to another, you know what I'm saying, about the song and everything like that. And I'm definitely, I'm also sorry, this whole sex thing is about to go deep because I want to know certain different things. I mean, taking it aside from the sex tape part, but hey, Continental, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah,
stay on the line, and if you feel like you need to press one again, I already know the last digit, so I'm just going to announce you, like, kick on some others in the building. So it is what it is, but keep rocking out with us, okay?
All right.
Shout out to the fucking All Bars promoter at Kid Continental. And this is, like, my bro. Like, he lives in the same hood as me, and, you know, like, it's just, it's, I love it. Like, I feel so good to have an All Bars promoter, like, that lives, like, not too far from you. So just in case this nigga's phone was about to get cut off and he did not see my tweet, I can go knocking on his door and be like, yo. yo, like, via computer, can you tweet this for me? But shout out to K-Continental. And before we play the first track of the night from our unsigned artist, my Twitter follower, I just want to say, like, just keep in mind, like, I just want to know, the topic of the night is sex talk to me. Ow. Yeah, sex talk, and I want to know from my listeners and everybody, like, do you think that it's taboo for a woman to bring up sex, like, to have a conversation about sex to a guy first? I want to know if you think it's appropriate for a female to just start talking about sex before the guy even initiates it. And with that being said, I want to get into one of my personal followers. He, at It's Visto, you know, he's somebody that holds me down a lot on Twitter. He has about, like, over probably, like, 30,000 followers. And I'm excited to, you know, to hear what you guys have to say about his music, and I'm pretty sure he's excited to hear what you guys have to say. And I'm also getting into this track called Summertime Body. Angel, I think we got summertime bodies. We got fucking all year round bodies.
All year round.
All year round bodies, slim and trim, yes. But I'm curious to hear how summertime body plays out. So you're definitely rocking in All Barbs Radio. All Barbs Radio, like, nowhere else would you hear the crazy madness that goes on unless you're tuning in. And if you want, call us. 347-857-4302. Do not be afraid to hit that fucking one button. Press one. I will see you, and I will get to you, and I will definitely talk to you. And Angel, and Black. So, Black, whenever you are ready, let's get into At It's Visto, Summertime Body. Mm-hmm.
so bad. No, she working out cause she can't wait to hit the beach. Legs like twigs, but her ass so big. She's so sexy, got her legs added up. Paw prints on her, I can see why that's a thug. Ride on me like a rodeo thug. While I smoke cigars like Antonio thug. Hunking up the dirt like a mountain bike thug. Wet as a fountain or something I know. Girl, I like the summertime body. She said, baby, just my all-the-time body. You got the lips on point. Your eyes looking right. And the only thing that I can say, got the summertime body. Don't let it make you what you made of. Let me see you from this view. Clap, clap, clap. Would you do it for the crew? Get your life, baby. Let us make it you knew. You feel me right, darling. That's something that's true. And I know you're working with it in that swimsuit. Can you show me how you just did what you do? Yeah. I won't pretend. I want you. Oh.
Already, it's your boy Smooth the Dude, straight out of that Little Rock, Arkansas. If you ain't fucking with Nikki Barbs, Boss Barbs, Brooklyn Black, or the All Barbs Movement, man, find the tallest building in your city, man, and jump off that thing. You hear me? Kill yourself.
It's definitely live, back in All Barbs Radio, with your girl, Nikki Barbs, and we definitely have the lovely Hot Tamale. Can you hold your Snickers?
I can't. I'm going to be serious with that. No, you wasn't.
Hot Tamale. Angel Loves Sweets, a.k.a. Boss Barbs. And we definitely are rocking out with Brooklyn fucking Black in the building. And my Twitter is jumping. I don't know about you, Angel, but my Twitter is fucking popping right now. And to comment on at it's the Soul song, Summertime Body, I thought it was cute. It had a summertime, beat. What you thought about the song, Angel?
I definitely think that was a good good song for the summer. So, yeah, I give it maybe like a 7.5.
But, like, what you think about the song?
It was cool. I liked it. You know, like, I can already imagine the video. A pool party, a beach party, the nigga wearing linen and sunglasses and bottles and some exotic Puerto Rican / Hawaiian with a little bit of Korean mixed in her walking around. Like, I already see the whole video in my head. So it was all right. It was cool.
Shout out to Brooklyn Black. Make it crazy. On Twitter, whatever. I thought it was cool. Shout out to at Dan Spartan. I don't know what the fuck is going on right now, but shout out to Dan Spartan, co-owner of All Barbs. And shout out to at It's Visto for that track. So I want to know, Angel, do you think it's taboo for a woman to, like, talk about sex before a guy does?
I think it's all about how she delivers the message. I mean, like I said, people need to stop living like people are not grown. Everybody likes sex. Everybody wants to have sex. So, I mean, if it's a situation where it's a female and she just wants to have sex with a nigga, it is all about how she approaches him, which will make it tacky versus it being, you know, classy and sophisticated. You know, I don't think she should say, yeah, I'm trying to fuck. Like, most women don't say things like that. But maybe she say, you want to come home for dinner, and then maybe if she, you know, like, massage him, you know, leave and give him, like, those warning signs, like, yeah, nigga, I'm horny type things, and I think it's appropriate. Like, it just all depends on how she delivers it to him.
Black. Do you think it's taboo for a woman to talk about sex before the guy does? You're a guy. How do you feel about that?
Nah, like, yo, if she brings it up first, then, you know what I'm saying, you got to respect her honesty. You know, you got to even admire that because a lot of chicks, they, you know, nowadays they won't say, oh, I want to fuck because they don't want to come off as being a hoe or being slutty or whatever like that. So, yeah, like, I admire that because that takes, you know, that takes balls even for a guy to do it, even though it's more common for a guy to do it. But even for a guy, you know, it takes balls to go somebody like, yo, let's fuck, or yo, I want to fuck, and, you know, whatever.
Me, personally, like, I'm, you know, I bring that shit up. I don't give a fuck. That nigga can be a virgin. I'm still going to talk about sex. And if he don't know, he going to learn today. He going to fucking learn today. He gonna fucking learn today. And I'm grown. And I'm like, you know, I'm grown. So me personally, like, if I'm talking about sex, usually that's me indicating to you that I want to fuck you. Because I'm not going to talk about sex with just anybody. Like, I mean, I have plenty of male friends. And with some of my male friends, you know, I don't engage in that type of conversation. But if it's somebody that I'm trying to, like, bone and shit, like, yeah, I might be the one to initiate shit, like, okay, so X, Y, and Z. But I've actually, not to say took a survey, but I've questioned a lot of guys before today's show. And they said to me that for a woman to talk about sex before they do, that they think that that's weird. Because usually the guy is the one expressing the sexual part of it before the girl has a chance to. And then if a female usually talking about sex before he does, like, he's not going to want to fuck with her because chances are she's a hoe. Do you think that's true, Angel?
Again, I was going to say, it just depends on the message. Like, if she, I mean, if I was a guy and a female just was like, yeah, I'm just trying to fuck, I mean, of course, I'm going to think that, like, okay, she don't want to get to know me, she's trying to fuck. But if she words it a different way, like, you know, y'all chilling and she's rubbing on you, like, so, you know, and you just ease on in there, then I don't think so. Because then it's just like, okay, it's just how she delivered the message was a little bit differently.
I mean, I definitely agree. Like, I wish a nigga would fucking try to classify me as anything other, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to fucking talk about sex. Now, my thing is, okay, do you think that it's okay to engage in sexual conversations with somebody you just meet?
I guess it just depends on the type of conversation. I don't know, like, I don't know. It just depends. It just really depends on the arena, where you are, you know, because, like, me, like, I have a lot of male friends, but it just sometimes I, you know, talk about what we're talking about depending on the situation, so they're more like brothers to me. But if it's, like, getting into detail what they're doing to, like, a female, then I'm going to step off. Like, I don't really want to hear all that. So it just depends. It depends on, like, the scenario. I mean, to truth be told, if you are a woman and you run into somebody that you just want to have sex with, I don't see what the problem is. I don't see you saying, look, I don't really want nothing else from you but just to fuck. Like, I don't see what the problem with that is, you know, because then you're not leading the person on. I think it's just how you deliver it. Like, it just shouldn't be so raw. It should have, like, a little tech behind it.
I mean, Black, what do you feel about that, Black? Like, do you feel... as though talking about, like, talking about sex with a female you just meet, or her even being the one, like, she just met you, you backed her on Facebook, wow, you backed her, grocery back, okay. Now, she goes and calls you, and she's talking to you, you know, I guess instead of her explaining to you on, you know, getting to know her and talking about herself, she wants to start talking about, like, you know, and sex this and sex that, and I like it rough, and I do. Would you think, you know, like, how would you take that, Black? Like, how would you take a female coming off that, like, before you as a man even started talking about sex to her? How would you feel if she came out and just started talking to sex about you?
I'd be like, well, shit, she's getting straight to the point. She knows, you know, she knows what she wants, and also that kind of gives me the, like, unless that's just how she is because she really fucking likes me. Like, she just met me, and she, like, love of her sight type shit. But other than that, that's like, all right, this is probably going to be one of those hit it and quit it, or we're just going to fuck for X amount of time. They ain't going to get no more serious than that, or, you know, something like that. But it's not, like, if she's talking like that, I'm not really thinking, oh, that could be my girlfriend, or that could be my wifey. Like, hey, I might want to fuck that, but that's got to be as far as it goes.
I mean, I just feel like for a female to bring up sex before the guy, it's kind of just like hinted to him, like, you know what I'm saying, that you want, like, if, like I said again, if I'm going to talk about sex to a guy, it's because I want to fuck him, so I'm going to just start talking about other things I like to see if he likes the things that I do, or, you know, just to see where his head's at and what he feels on certain things that I'm talking about. But you have some guys that don't like that. Like, they want to be the first one to initiate, you know what I'm saying, the whole sex conversation. And I'll say to each his own. I like it freaked up. Well, so if you want to talk about sex with me, to me, I'm all for it. I want to hear. Now, don't get upset if I tell you I'm not with it, or, oh, that's nasty, or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be prepared for stuff like that, especially when you're expressing yourself. But, I mean, overall, I talk about sex all the time. Like, y'all can tell from my tweets, like, I just have a random thought, like, I just want my clit lit, like, and I'm not trying to be, you know what I'm saying, I'm not trying to be rude, I'm not trying to come up as a hoe or anything like that, like, that's just something randomly that I thought about, and hey, I tweeted it, whatever, but I've experienced all the time that the guys will talk about sex before anything with me, like, before I could bring it up, they talk about it. Angel, have you ever experienced that?
I've experienced a whole lot of weird shit when it comes to guys delivering messages of what, you know, they want to do, even as far as, like, them expressing different fantasies, and I'm just like, dude, I don't even fucking know you. Like, why is my DM filling up with this craziness? You know, but again, you know, you have to kind of, like, feed it with a long spoon, you know. When you have that one-on-one contact with a person, you know, being a woman, we read body language really well. So while you're reading his body language, if that's not something that you think he would like just by how he's carrying himself, you know, then don't even embarrass yourself. But if he has that type of personality, like, you would know. Like, if you're really in tune to reading people and you know, are really listening to what he's saying out his mouth and watching his body language, you already know what to do. You already know what to say and what not to say, so just don't play yourself. Like, if he a real chill, laid-back guy and he's, you know, really trying to keep it respectful to you, then I would wait for him to say it. But if he's, like, you know, a little rowdy, a little rough around the edges, and he might actually find it attractive, hey, you never know.
I definitely do feel you. Now, do you think that it's okay for somebody that you just met to ask you how many sexual partners you had before?
Define just met like today, or just met like where it's in a month, give me a scenario. Because, it, like I said, it just depends on the different types of the scenario at hand.
Okay, well, somebody, okay. Let's take it to, you know, I'm always going to take it to Twitter. But since you know you just let a guy on Twitter. And y'all exchanged, y'all swapped numbers and shit like that. And, you know, he was like, oh, I'm trying to get to know you, whatever, whatever, whatever. Okay, cool. So you decide to get in and give him your number. So now y'all texting or he calls you. And he's like, okay, you know, y'all talking. You tell him generally about yourself. So then he asks, like, hey, how many dudes you slept with? Like, would you be quick to answer him and say, oh, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? Or would you just be like, nigga, what?
Me, I can't speak from any other, you know, on any other female's behalf. But for me, I would answer him only because I feel like if it was important enough for him to ask, then it's important enough for him to know. Because trust and believe, I would want to know too, you know, just because if we're going to have sex, we're going to have sex. I want to know. I want to know if you slept with a million girls or not. Like, I just want to know, because then it gets to a point where it's just like, do I really want his mouth on me or whatever the case may be? So if he's going to be mature enough to ask me, then I'm going to be mature enough to answer the fucking question. And then we can just take it from there.
Black, do you feel like if a girl asks you that you just met, like, how many sex partners have you had? Like, are you quick to answer her and tell her how many you had, or are you quick to be like, bitch, like, can you ask me?
Hold up. You said I just met her and she wanna know how many partners I had?
Right, like, you know, it's just, it's, I mean,
bitch, I don't know. Like, no. Like, we just met. Like, you already want to know, like, 8 out of 10, you're one night stand anyway. Why do you even need to know my shit? You don't even know my real name. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. You want to know how many partners I had. Kick rocks. But that's just me, though.
Me? A nigga asked me how many sex partners I had. I'm going to go fucking hell, like, kill him on his ass. Deaf, blind, and dumb. Okay? I'm going to be like, what? I just feel like why do you want to know how many sex partners I have? Like, why do you want to know that? Because of what? You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't look at it like that. I look at it like if the topic of the night with me and such the person is, oh, you know, we're talking about sex and we're, you know, and we get to that point where we're comfortable enough to talk about sex, and he asks me, you know, well, I just want to know, you know, how many people have you been with? And we're already in that realm of a conversation. In my opinion, if I can't answer that, then it's a reason why I can't answer that. And that's how I would look at it if it was me asking a guy that. Like, if we're talking about sex, obviously we're planning on sometime having sex, if we're even having a conversation about sex. I mean, that's obviously, because you're not going to have that conversation, you know, with a person that you have no mind frame of fucking, period. Like, you're just not going to do it. So if I clearly ask him, like, well, I just want to know, can you count on one hand how many people you've had sex with or whatever, however you want to word it, and he can't answer me, then it's a reason why he can't answer me. And then that's a red flag for me, because I'm like, damn, you're getting offended from a simple question. It's a question, how many sexual partners have you had? Because if I'm planning on having sex with you, and if it's that important for me to know, then you should respect me and answer the question. But again, that's coming from a mature aspect of it. Now, I'm not saying if he just want to know, we're just having it, oh, what you eat for breakfast today? What you eat for lunch today? Oh, how many people you fuck? That's a different atmosphere. But if we're, like, already in the motions of giving each other those hints that we want to have sex, I don't see what the problem is. Like, you should know how many sexual partners the person you're going to have sex with has had. I mean, if he wants to know, if it's important for him to know, or her to ask the question, respect that person's body and answer the question. Give them the respect to make a decision. If you're going to say 30 and they still want to fuck you, then it is what it is. But if you say 30 and in their mind they're like, no, this nigga is a fucking man whore, then at least you've given them the respect enough you know, like, I mean, that's just me coming from where I am and my point, where I am in my life. You know, it's a question. Mm-hmm. It's not like, to me, I don't find it disrespectful, especially if you're already talking about sex and you're already in that realm. Answer the fucking question and move on. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
I just feel like, and I'm going to take some callers, I just feel like, ask me that when you know that, when you have a feeling like that, that like we're going somewhere, because it's pointless for me to tell you, like, you know, and I honestly feel like niggas don't keep it real. Niggas, other people don't keep it real. Like, you can ask them how many parties that you have sex with. Nobody wants to look bad in front of nobody. So, like, I feel like a lot of people don't keep it real. Like, they don't say, like, I fucked 13 people. You know what I'm saying? Like, through our life, like, ever since I started having sex, like, maybe been at a young age, maybe niggas started fucking at the age of, like, 14, you know what I'm saying? And from then on, you know, adding, you know, just keeping track, or if you can remember the names or whoever, like, it is what it is. I just feel like, what, so if I tell you I fucked 8 people, like, is that going to make you look at me any different? Like, I just feel like, why do you want to know? Like, why is that information so beneficial to what we got going on? Because if I tell you a number and you don't like it, like, is that going to make you stop talking to me?
I want to answer that. Like, from my point of view, like, a lot of, it's like this little thing where they say, like, I don't really know the ratio per age-wise, but, like, if you're a certain age and you've had, like, a high number of sexual partners, then to the other person, it's a red flag. Not really saying that, you know, you're a promiscuous person, but saying that you're slacking on the commitment issue type thing. So that might be why he's asking. Like, you don't really know what a person's motive is when they ask you a question like that. So if you're 18 and you slept with 13, 14 fucking people, you're nasty. I'm sorry, like, you're nasty. Like, why do you have so many sex partners? Like, I mean, that's just me. That's just my opinion. See me if you like. It is what it is, you know. But if you're 30 and you've had 13, that makes a big difference. Like, the age, the whole age and ratio thing makes a big difference. So maybe that's why he's asking. Maybe he wants to know what he's getting himself or she's getting herself into, so that they know how far to commit. That's what I'm saying. Like, people ask questions like that, you know, on the maturity level that some people are on, you know, don't be so quick to be defensive. It could be a specific reason. Maybe he wants to know so that he can know how to take you seriously or not, because maybe he feels as though, well, if you had 20-something sexual partners and you're not even 25, you're not a serious person about relationships, so I won't waste my time. Yeah, I might fuck you still, but that's as far as we're going to go. You know, it's just a question. Is a question that person is interpreting any kind of way that they want to interpret. Because to me, if you're 20 and your sex partners has matched your age, I have a problem with that. Like, I have a personal problem with that, so I'd rather you tell me that and let me make my own decision than for me to be, I don't know, out somewhere and then I just find out you fuck 25 people and you're only 18. Like, that's just nasty to me.
It's nasty, but, like, I mean, just... Like, I mean, if, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I like you, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm going to get to these callers. If I like you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like you for you. Like, I think that, like, me personally, like, I wouldn't want to know that. Like, it depends on how far I get with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? If we're boyfriend and girlfriend, I'm probably, like, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, you're almost a year strong. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's a question I would ask Durham Pillow Talk, like, so, how many bitches you fucked before me? But I just, some things, like, I just don't care to know, because it might really make me look at you different, and, like, that has nothing to do with me. Like, you know, niggas, your fucking dick is hard, and you have the advantage to go fuck, you're gonna go fuck. If your pussy's wet, and you have that nigga on speed dial, or have niggas on speed dial that you can just fucking call up and be like, yo, come take care of this. It is what it is. But I definitely do agree with what you're saying. I just don't like when it gets asked me that question, like, how many sex partners do you have? Because I feel like if I tell you 4, are you going to be satisfied with that? Or are you going to look at me like, oh, you're lying? You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, but even if they're not, like, this is how I feel about it. If you say a number and they're not satisfied, at the end of the day, they've actually given you a way out. Like, why would you want to be with a person who's going to judge you regardless? So that's what I'm saying. It's like playing the numbers. It's just like, okay, I'm gonna ask you a question. I'm gonna give you a straight answer. So is that answer gonna define our relationship? If it does, all right, well, we don't need to be together because trust and believe. I'm probably gonna do some other kind of shit that's probably gonna piss you off. Versus like that little simple ass question you asked me. So don't even waste my time because nobody's perfect. Versus a person who's mature enough to handle whatever you say. You know, and you waiting a year to me is a long time to find out information if you feel as though it's the information that's pertinent to you. Now, like I said, everybody's different. If you're the type of person who doesn't care to know, be aware that you don't care to know. So if shit pops up later, you took that initiative not to know. But if you're a person who wants to know these things and wants to know, you know, for your own protection, because everybody knows there's a lot of shit that goes around. Hey, ask the fucking question because the person has to respect that you ask that question.
But is that person
going to
keep it real with you, though? Like, that's just the whole,
hey,
like,
but that's
a, you,
that's
might,
ball,
you might keep it real. You know, you might keep, you might say eight partners. You know what I'm saying? That's honest to God truth. But then this nigga, because you said eight, you know what I'm saying? His number might be higher than yours, and he might not want to lose you. So he'll be like, yeah. I fucked around the same amount, but it's not keeping it real. Yes, of course, like, I believe in, like, there's a lot of things going around, so, of course, be protective, like, especially if that nigga's not your man or anything like that, protect yourself. Fucking a condom, like, you can still have fun, protect yourself. But, I mean, like, to me, like, if a nigga tells me he fucked, like, 20 bitches, but yet, like, he's a nigga, he got things going for himself, and like, he treats me, you know what I'm saying? Like, he treats me good, and everything is fine in our relationship, but because, like, I asked that one question hindering his past, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't want that to kind of, like, fuck with me. So I just, if me personally, I don't mind anybody coming to me and telling me how many sex partners they have. If you ask me, I'll tell you. But just know, like, from me keeping it 100 with you, like, that shouldn't base your opinion about me or further the relationship. But I definitely do agree with what you're saying. And I want to take a caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 8981. You're live on air with me and Boss Bard. Black, is that person through? Black? Angel, you hear anybody?
I don't.
All right, so hopefully 8981. Let me get to one of my Twitter followers that's been holding on for an hour. So last 4 digits of your number is 3633. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs. What's up?
Nah, they're not on air.
Huh?
They're not on.
Okay. Last 4 digits of your number. Moving on. Last 4 digits of your number is 4145. 4145. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs and Bluff Bars.
How y'all doing? Y'all all right?
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
This is Cuzzo from Blast Your Thoughts. I'm doing my show and listening to y'all's show at the same time.
Oh, well, I saw about the same day and time. How you doing?
All right.
All right.
So who doing the Upside Down 69? Angel.
Yes, he asked me a question about the sex tape, what I do a 69. It's a sex tape. You're going to have fun. Like, who's going to be like, wait, no, we're not going to do a 69? Like, that's so boring.
Hey, you got some people that's camera shy.
Well,
so
you don't need to be on the camera then.
Like you say, they turn around and don't want the video to fall into the wrong hands, so they turn around and hold back. And then you turn around and watch somebody else's video and be like, damn, she ain't do that with me.
But I don't think nobody, like, I mean, personally, like, if I'm committing, like, say me and you, we're doing a sex tape, right?
When is it so I can take off? Y'all
laughing. But wait, let me get serious real quick, though. Let me get serious. All right, so say me, we doing a sex tape and shit like that, and, you know, we do it, and shit is popping, and,
my whole thing to you is that, like, this is for me and you, though. Like, I'm not expecting you to go and broadcast it, like, oh, me and this chick, we did this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't expect you to broadcast it because I feel like if I wanted the whole world to know, like, I would ask the whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would want the whole world to be present while we're doing it, or, you know what I'm saying, like, I would be like, okay, after this footage, let's send this to fucking Pornhub.com, and let's see how many views we get, but that's not the case, you know. I think sex tapes are supposed to be personal. Like, to me, when I do a sex tape, it's just to review and to see how I look and to see how that person looks. That's just basically it, because I watch porn all the fucking time. Like,
What's the last one you seen?
Well, for all I know, like, I like to watch girl-on-girl porn. So, I actually fucking masturbated this morning, like, right before I went to sleep. And, like, it was a clip of them getting it in, but that's about it. Like, I mean, I just don't expect for anybody to publicize the sex tape that I do with them. I just don't expect that.
I'll let you keep it.
Yeah, like, if it could be, like, if you do it and I can keep it, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm secure with that. You know what I mean? But if you have a copy, I have a copy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just always, for me, it's always questionable. Like, is he going to fucking show somebody, his best friend or whatever? I don't know.
Oh, man. So the female should keep the film, the footage.
Oh, like I said, I mean, if I have a copy, that's fine. Because if you're gonna, just to say, if you're gonna blast it, then hey, I have the copy to blast as well. Not that I'm a tit for tat person, but I think, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter who has the copy. It's just as long as it's not getting out there.
So that's my whole thing. What dates you got clear for your film?
Wait, repeat your question.
What dates do you have put on your schedule for a film?
Wait, all I heard was video. Andrew, you heard him?
What dates do you have
cleared
for
I
your
did.
Film?
What you said, Andrew?
I did hear him. He said, what dates do you have cleared to make a film?
Listen. I can't, you know what, only on all bars, like, do I get put on the hot seat like this? I'm just
time,
saying, like, huh?
I said it's about time.
You know what, maybe, you know what, hit me up in the DM. We can talk about whatever. Who's laughing?
So you need to see the number.
I just hit me in the DM. Send me the DM. You
hear me?
What'd you say?
I say you need to see numbers.
Just hit me in the DM, or we could further this conversation. You know what I mean? Like, we could further this conversation in the DM. Just hit me in the DM, though.
Okay, I'm finna turn around and see if I can Google your Skype name and we can watch porn together.
Oh shit! How's your head game? You should already just DM me.
I'm on it now.
All right. So while you're on, I'm gonna get to another caller. Okay.
All right. I might eat
last
that too.
Four digits of your number is 8829. 8829, you're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs, and Angel Love Sweet.
Yo.
I knew it was you. Yo.
It was good with you.
Nothing. How are you?
I'm chilling. You know me.
Okay, well, for all the, I know who you are, but for my listeners and my panel, can you just let the people know who this is and where you're calling from?
You know, I mean, this is Dylan. This is Young from Brooklyn.
Yes, and if anyone doesn't know, this is my familiar in the fucking building. This is my cousin. So, I'd love to be known, just so that, well, you know, when we engage in this conversation, like, it's nothing. But thank you for calling in, Cuzzo. I love you.
Love you, too.
So
what's
the conversation? Like, yeah, and for all those who are listening right now, Mr. Young from Brooklyn, my cousin, we some sexy motherfuckers. So he gets as much hit ups as I do on a daily basis. But I want to know. I really want to know. How do you feel about sex tapes? Not that I really want to know, but I want to know.
How I feel about sex tapes?
Mm-hmm.
Like the ones I have already?
I want to know. I really want to know. That's your cousin, so you ain't gotta tell her, but you can tell me.
Yeah, you can. You talk to Angel right now, because my cousin is so fucking sexy. And if anybody doesn't know, my cousin is actually a pro boxer. He's a pro boxer. I'm kind of mad at you that you went pro, because you could have definitely been in the Olympics this year.
Listen, the Olympics don't pay me as well.
I know, but I know how that whole thing goes when you turn pro and the endorsements and the money. So, but you already know, like, our family is behind you 100% when it comes down to you being a pro boxer. But, no, not about the sex. Okay, so about the sex that you have, you could talk to Angel about this. So, like, what are some of your limitations, and why do you even have sex tape?
Well, I don't know. I made a sex tape because, you know, I was curious about how everything look, you know what I mean, how I'm doing it from my part, you know what I mean, just focusing on, like, you know what I mean, what I may need to work on in my stroke, which is never really that much, but that's all I do.
Angel.
So, you know what I mean?
I'm here.
Well, Angel, do you have anything to say to Mr. Young from Brooklyn about what you do at?
No, not really. I mean, I do, but then I don't. I'm just going to say, the next time you have a little boxing tournament, like, let your cousin know so I can come back up there so I can look at it. I like boxing. I think boxing is sexy.
What?
Yeah,
and I'll give you my information.
I will pass the information on to her, because he be having fight, like, this, like, I haven't yet, and you know I love you, but I have yet to catch a show, one of his fights. And he sometimes fights down here in the city, in Manhattan, at,
BB King.
Yeah, and them motherfucking tickets, I mean, they're not expensive, you know what I mean? They're not expensive, and you know, I'm definitely supportive, because my family supports me in everything that I do, as you can see. But I definitely will let you know, because it's nothing, like, I love to watch that nigga sweat and fucking fight. Like,
yes, cage fighting, boxing, all that. Like, I just went to a cage fighting thing, like, a month ago. It was, like, amazing.
Cage fighting ain't got shit on boxing.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, just let her know. Come out.
All right. I fight again September 29th in Connecticut.
December 29th. Connecticut. That's what's up, cuz. Well, I'm definitely, you know what? December, me and Angel, we're going to be in the building.
Only thing I got to do is get there, and I got the rest. Rooms, tickets, all right.
You hear that? So, yeah, all we got to do is get there.
It.
Okay.
And anything else is on me.
Aww. Our first together all moment for tonight.
I know, our first together all moment for tonight for my cousin.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you know, like, I don't like boxing and shit, you know.
Oh, black. Ooh. Yes, I'm sorry, Cuzzo. Cuzzo, we definitely have Brooklyn Black in the fucking building. And Black, do you have anything that you want to say to my cousin as far as boxing and shit like that? Because I'm pretty sure, I don't know if you watch it or not.
Yo, straight up, it's good to see, you know what I'm saying, the great from Boston finally turned pro. I think the last great one we had was Tyson, so it's good that we have one for this day and age. So keep doing your thing, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I'm trying.
Yes, and if, and this whole series against with my cousin being a pro boxer, because I don't have you lost the fight yet? I don't have you, because when I checked, you didn't.
Nah, I never lost.
You haven't, right?
Undefeated.
I done seen newspaper clips of my cousin. Like, I'm definitely proud. My family's doing big things. We definitely is a family of entrepreneurs, and we're about the fucking business, because we do come from a family that is great, that does a whole bunch of things. And I'm just really excited that my cousin called in to support me, and I was, you know, as well as me telling, you know, getting off topic or whatever, going to boxing. But it's really a good look, because his father, you know what I'm saying, his father, what is it, he used to train Vicious Vivian, one of the pro boxers, and his father has his own gym out in Brooklyn. Like, I've been to it, but I don't remember the name of it. But definitely sell some. And if anybody want to fuck with, like, I tweeted it earlier today, like, if you fuck with me, I'm going to call my cousin. He's going to come and fuck you up. He's going to come and fuck you up, like, bang, 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 bang. K.O.
You already know. That's like,
We ride for each other out in this bitch. We do.
Yeah. I do still need more followers.
Thank you so much, Kazo. I want to get to another caller, but keep rocking out with me. Keep rocking out with us.
Oh, definitely. I got you over time.
All right. Love you. All right, last 4 digits of your number is 8981. 8981, you're live on air with me and Andrew Love Sweet.
You done scared them off.
I tend to do that. I tend to do that. I really do.
I have a question.
Huh?
I said, I don't know why you're not scared.
I'm definitely not scary, but I guess, like, real nigga fuck with me, and that's about it. But before we go into another commercial fucking break, just to get off topic for 1 second, like, I really want to know what y'all think about Four Locos. Like, do you think it's something that somebody should drink or no?
That's what's nasty. That's like the nastiest shit I've ever, like, tasted in the history of an alcoholic beverage.
I am lit right now. It's my first, I should Instagram this shit, because it's the first time I've ever drank a Four Loko. And because I heard so many bad reviews about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really did, and it was scaring me.
Pray for her, y'all, because that's some nasty shit. I don't even know how you can even, like, be drinking that shit.
But you know what, though? What you want to know what's so funny? The shit that I got is good. It's some lemonade shit. And it tastes just like lemonade. That's what's fucking me up right now. But I'm here, though. I want to know real quick. But definitely, Black, you already know what the deal is, what time it is. I definitely want to get into another artist track so that we can comment on it. And who are we about to play?
We're about to play the Mike Mob with Bula Pop Bottles. This is called the Mike Party. So we're going to get into that. And people, let us know what you think.
Let us know what the fuck you think. Let's go.
Holy Santa Claus shit. If I was you, I'd leave your girl at the house. At the house, see me, man, she all up in my mouth. Him mouth, she already know what the mic's about. And she heard it was a party, so she's sneaking out the house. It's a mic party, mic, nigga, it's mic party, mic. Boy, it's a mic, y'all already mic. Bitches all here at the mic party. Nigga, we yelling at the mic party. Radio, and some chucks, and some dick, and some dicky. Drinking on a 40 pound on a mic, on a mic. Look at my wrist, you might go blind. Spent 4 on a watch, I ain't using for the time. But it's 9, 2 magnums, I'm aiming at a booty. So bad, it's amazing what they'll do for some Gucci. What a Gucci, yeah. And baby got bad, and I'm just a young nigga, so you know I'm trying to whack. She bag it up, her ass say dang, got dang. Got a bunny with me, something like the pink white girl, yeah. I can do this all night, yeah. Pull up at the front, nigga, all yelling mine. Tryna drop it off in the draw, That's mold if you shop at the mall. When niggas get bread, they start acting fun. Better stop acting like you only nigga get money. Yeah. If I was you, I'd leave your girl at the house. At the house, see me, man, she all up in my mouth. Him mouth, she already know what the mic's about. She heard it was a party, so she's sneaking out the house. It's a mic party, mic, nigga, it's a mic party, mic. Boy, it's a mic, y'all already mic.
bitches all here at the mic party. Nigga, we yelling at the mic party.
If I was you, I'd leave your girl at the house. When she meet me, she gon' end up in my house. Dig it down and I'm all up in the mouth. I'm a real nigga, so your bitch like what I'm about. Hiked out mic, shining like a lighthouse. Your bitch stay around, niggas think she might spouse. And when her ass shaking, she want me to touch straight. Then I overlay my dear Albert. Feeling hella tipsy, I ain't taking strike. Try cause I lost it to rock track. And my crew wildin' acting like eight. She ain't moving shit, bitch, nigga, get on my face. The bitch keeps sneaking off to my place. Yeah, the good, now she runnin' my way. Stay on point, got precise, I ain't want some advice. Leave your girl at the house, right?
If I was you, I'd leave your girl at the house. At the house, see me, man, she all up in my mouth. Him mouth, she already know what the mic is about. She heard it was a party, so she's sneaking out the house. It's a mic party, mic, nigga, it's a mic party, mic. Boy, it's a mic party, mic. Bitches all here at the mic party. Nigga, we yelling at the mic party.
All my mics going in at the mic party. All the rules going in at the mic party. Bitches getting mic'd out at the mic party. ATG wasted off a Cardi at the mic party. Mic up, mic main with the mic you do. In the funk and you know we going do the do. Do the do the do. Yeah, do the do the do. And your girl and your boy trying to do the do the do. Yeah. Double him, I throw it up and go against the grain. I do it for your bitch cause she really want my name. And if you really want your girl, keep her at the hut. She get around the mic, oh niggas too tough. Mic my, we go up, drink until we throw up. Catch us at the party, get it live, nigga, so what? You know we give no fuck. Can't talk hardly, you only live once, so do it at a mic party.
If I was you, I'd leave your girl at the house, see me, man, she all up in my mouth. Him mouth, she already know what the mic's about. And she heard it was a party, so she's sneaking out the house. It's a mic party, mic, nigga, it's a mic. Boy, it's a mic party. Mic. Bitches all here at the mic party.
Mic party.
Nigga, we yelling at the mic party.
Thousand niggas in this thing screaming mic. The mob came up at the speed of light. The reason your bitch left, cause I beat it right. And if she look good at the show, I'ma need it twice. Got a lot of cushion, a big bottle. Hundreds in my truths, make your bitch follow. My whole team solid and your click hollow. Next to money in my schedule, it's a get pronto. Hating on the mob, but you niggas suck. I did more in one day than you did this month. All I smoke is OG, I can never switch it up. So you know it's all bad kush when you hit the blunt. Finna take over, nigga, give it up. Your bitch keep looking cause I'm fitted up. Should've left at the house, nigga. Now she laying on my couch, nigga.
Promise you, I'll leave your girl at the house. At the house, see me, man, she all up in my mouth. Him mouth, she already know what the mic's about. She heard it was a party, so she's sneaking out the house. It's a mic party, mic. Nigga, it's a mic. Boy, it's a mic party, mic. Bitches all here at the mic party. Nigga, we yelling at the mic party. If I was you, I'd leave your... If I was you, I'd leave your girl at the house. If I was you, I'd leave your girl at the house. If I was you, I'd leave your girl at the house. It's a mic party, mic. Nigga, it's a mic. Boy, it's a mic party, mic. Bitches all here at the mic party. Nigga, we yelling at the mic party.
Yeah, that was Mike Mob with Mike White. Big shout out to Moolah Pop Bottles. Miss Nikki Bobs went to the restroom, so we're definitely holding it down. You may have got some Black Angel Love's tweets. 347-857-4302. I like the beat of that song. What was your thoughts about that, Angel?
You said you like the beat?
Yeah, I did.
I'm lost. I mean, it just sounded like a bad version of the Ying Yang Twins. I don't know if you remember them, like, back in the day. I don't know. I don't know. Like, they lost me at the beginning. I don't even remember what the hell the song was about.
Like I said, the beat had me because I can't say I was really rocking with the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't really rocking with the lyrics. I wasn't really feeling the Black Death, but I was definitely rocking with the beat. And that's pretty much all I can say about that. But let's see, what else? You ladies were talking about some crazy stuff with sex, and you guys might have heard me laughing hysterically earlier because, yo, the guy said he would watch porn on Skype with Nikki. I don't know. I just found that to be hysterical. You know, like, do dudes really, like, go through those type of extents, like, you know, like, hey, I watch porn on Skype with you? I don't know. Like I said, I found that shit to be funny as hell. Angel, what would you say if a guy offered to watch porn on Skype with you?
I can't. I can't answer that, like, how and why.
Well,
like,
I think
I'm
just going to... So we're going to ask him. Last 4 digits is 4145. What's good? You're back on the air.
What's going on with it?
What's going on? So how do you do it? How do you watch, like, what satisfaction does it do for you to watch porn on Skype with a chick on Skype and she's miles on miles away? Like, where's the satisfaction in that?
It's the same thing as just watching a porn and doing it by yourself. You're going to bust a nut either way, so why not look at something? And she in, what, New York, Virginia? I'm in North Carolina. I can't make it there in 4 hours.
But I'm saying, wouldn't it be easier to call a girl over from your area, to call her over and watch the porn with her? Like, she's right there, so therefore, if you guys get hot and heavy...
But see, ain't nobody in my area got this name called How's Your Head Game. So, like, that shit got me throwed. I want to know
how's
your head game.
Oh, so that's what the name that got you open. That's what it was.
Yeah, and then the voice down here, everybody country, they say bite. Y'all northerners got something in y'all voices.
Oh, shit, he liked the northern girls. So you don't like Angel? She's our southern belle, though, you know.
I can't remember which one of them, you know what I'm saying, my friend got one of them. I ain't going to say his name, but she called in to show him support, and that's how I found out about her show, Arkansas.
Okay, okay,
not
we got
me.
Our Nicky Boss back in the building.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, Nicky?
But she still ain't answer your question, though.
What's the question?
What?
I mean, it's no point
so
for
like
me answering because you're not talking to me. Like, I'm not the one with the whole, I don't know,
he asked the question. He said, would you get on Skype and watch porn?
I did answer the question. I said, why and how, like, No, I don't mean that literally. I mean that, like, rhetorically. Like, why would I sit there and attempt to do that? Like, first of all, if something happens in the middle of me, like, getting busted a nut, I'm going to be angry.
Same thing.
So, like, it's just, I'm not going to frustrate myself like that. Like, I'm just not. And this is, you're talking to Angel now, the one with the short hair. Like, I'm not going to frustrate myself and partake in a three-party, like, the Skype on one side, then the porn thing. Because if something goes wrong, and because I'm not really, like, really smart when it comes to technology. So if something goes wrong, I'm going to be pissed. Like, I'm going to be angry.
Y'all be watching porn and one of y'all drop internet connection.
Yeah, I'm going to be fucking pissed. Like, I'm going to be angry. So, like, no. I can't.
And see, it's like, when you turn around, well, I ain't going to tell them, but when you turn around and do stuff like that, it's creative. And at the same time, it's like you're making your own personal flick. Because you turn around and tell her stuff, and she turn around and tell you stuff. So it's like y'all making y'all own flick, but at the same time watching a flick. Like, you turn around and watch a flick with a female, you be like, hey, you can do that. You know what I'm saying? Some girls ain't got no gag reflex, so you be done choked, and next thing you know, she ain't like it no more. So next time a dude tell you, you gonna suck my dick, you say, no, I don't suck dick, I lick it.
No, but you see, my mic was all fucked up and shit. Like, I'm coming in after the fact or whatever the case may be, but, like, if you're gonna, like, I watch porn by myself. So if I'm dealing with a nigga, you know what I'm saying, and we together or via whatever, you know what I'm saying, like, if you want to watch porn with me, I guess that, to me, that's just giving me the heads up that you want to fuck. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, me, I watch porn to learn things. I'm not just watching porn just to watch people fuck, because for all of that, I have a smartphone. I have a laptop. I have a webcam.
So for all of that, I could just put that shit on and just watch myself go. But when I watch porn to get off during masturbation and as well as to learn some things, you know what I'm saying? So some females, they look at that like if a nigga want to watch porn with them, you know what I'm saying? They look at us like, why? Like, let's reenact what the fuck we can possibly be watching. I mean,
and see,
Angel. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, that's another thing. It ain't like when you turn around and have sex with a nigga or a female for the first time, you automatically know what she like and don't like. Like, I done ran into females that don't like your fingers in the cooter, and you got some that want you to stick their fist in the cooter. Yeah, that's
wait,
that down south shit.
Wait, cooter?
Cooter. Yeah, like.
Cooter. I call it, you know what I call it? I'm sorry, because, like, I call it, like, I tell my daughter, to, I have a daughter, so I'm like, I call it Dolce. I don't know, like, I just call it Dolce, but the cooter. Who's putting a fist, you said some people like the fist up the cooter?
No, I mean, like, you got some females that don't like the finger where they getting licked on, and you got some that want the finger.
Some people don't
there.
Like to get licked on. That bitch is crazy.
Yeah, you
I'm
got,
just saying.
Like, you got some females that you just got to rub your fingers across the cooter. You got some, you got to stick it in there and get the little man out the boat. So, like, watching you on Skype play with yourself or show a nigga what he got to do if it ever was the opportunity to make a video.
But you know what, though? But you know what I'm going to say, like, because if I, like, me, honestly, like, when it comes to the whole phone sex and the whole Skype and shit, like, honestly, like, we're doing this because evidently you're far away from me, right? You know what I'm saying? But me, I'm a grown-ass woman that has fucking needs and I'm very sexual. So if you're on Skype fucking jerking your dick and I'm on Skype on the other end playing with my pussy, you know what I'm saying? I might get off. I might not. Usually I don't get off and shit like that. But if I do, I'm going to go, after I hang up with you and end that fucking conference call on Skype and hang up the phone, I'm going to go fuck. I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to go actually do the damn thing. Like, you done got me hot and bothered. My fucking pussy is tingling. That shit is jumping. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, honestly, if I put my own fingers in my pussy, it feels weird to me. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody else does it, it feels good. So when it comes to masturbation, like, I don't even do all of that. Like, I have toys. You know what I mean?
What kind of,
go ahead.
What kind of toys you got?
Oh, shit.
You got the butterfly. You got the butterfly, the rabbit.
No, I don't have the butterfly. I had the rabbit and it broke because I use it all the time.
So outside stimulation gets you off.
I have a bullet. Like, I like clitoral stimulation a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a dildo, but I'd rather have the real thing. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm masturbating, it's not, like, I don't, some people who masturbate, they get into that shit. Like, they fucking close all the windows. They fucking put on the shades. They keep dark in the room. You know what I'm saying? They fucking concentrate on getting, well, I can't, that's not me. Like, I really can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't have anybody helping me out or, like I said, if I'm going to do it by myself, I'm getting straight to the point. So I'm going to put that bullet to my clit, highest speed, and I'm going to get off. And I'm fucking go on my day. And then if I choose to engage in some actual sexual activity after that, then, you know what I'm saying, that's what I do. But, you know, I'm one. Like, I don't Skype. Like, my Skype, like, I don't have so many contacts on my Skype to the point where it crashed. So now I have Uvu, you know what I mean? And, like, when I Uvu, I don't expect niggas to pull out their dick on Uvu, though. You know what I'm saying? Start whacking. Angel, I don't know, like, do you expect that when you're on Uvu? Because I know we both have Uvu accounts. You want a nigga to whack off on Uvu? Really?
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't even go on Uvu like that because it'd be craziness. But all I'm saying is I'd rather have the real thing. Like, I'd rather just be
anything.
Having sex than to be, like, watching some shit. So, yeah, like, I feel her on that. Like, I'd rather just, like, okay, we're not going to fuck. So don't tease me like that. Like, just don't. Because after a while, it's going to be like, no, nigga, I don't want to get on Ubu and watch any fucking thing. Because, like, I'm not, like, okay, I want the real thing inside of me. Like, I don't want you. I want the dick. I don't want any of the extra shit. All of that. No. Give me what I need.
So like, how is a man supposed to know how to give it to you?
He should already know. That's why it's called body language. I shouldn't have to tell you anything. You should be able to read my body expressions. Because if you can't, then you're just not doing your job. I'm sorry.
Then you're not doing the job. So, like,
If I don't feel it in my stomach, you're not doing your job. You might just lay there and let me, like,
you might
get what I need.
You might as well get off of me.
Right? Exactly.
Dead ass, if I don't, and I tweet that on a daily basis. If I do not feel it in my stomach, you're not doing your job right. And me, I'm with Andrew. Like, I want the real thing. So you pulling out your dick on Skype is going to make me want to go fuck a dick. Right then and there. Like, it's I'm grown. Like, so when I see you like that, that's automatically going to stimulate me. Especially if you're somebody that I'm into. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna stimulate me. It's gonna arouse me. So I'm gonna wanna fuck you. I'm gonna wanna fuck something because you pull out your dick. Now my pussy's wet. So do I let my pussy just be wet and let it just go out like that, or do I let it be wet and actually fulfill my needs? Like, I'm gonna fulfill my needs. I'm grown, and whatever I want, if I can't get it, I'm gonna try to get it.
So like, what kind of dick game do a dude need? Like, after Mortal Kombat. Do we need the Incredible Hulk smash, or do we need something gentle like Spider-Man?
Wait. Say that one more time.
Like, do we need to be able to Hulk smash you, ball you up? Because, see, some people don't like people that run.
I mean, you said the Hulk. You refer to it as a Hulk?
Did that nigga
just say Hulk smash?
He said he would Hulk smash you.
That's like when you turn around and have her arms up over your shoulder, then you have a leg, then you have your arms behind her neck so she can't run and back up.
Oh, you want to turn her into a pretzel and shit?
Yeah.
Human pretzel.
That's why dudes be asking, like, how many people you done had sex with to see how he got to step his game up, see if he can make the top five.
Yeah, I feel you on that. You know what I'm saying? I feel you. But, like, Angel, help me.
I can't. I'm sorry.
You can.
Angel, I think you can. Angel got the red picture with the red earring.
Yeah.
Angel is hot tamale. Yes.
Angel look innocent, but she probably the freakiest one out of everybody.
She's the fucking freaky. And y'all thought I was a freak. How? Angel tweets. She's a freak. Like, she's a freak. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, I'm more blunt with my freakiness than Angel. Angel, she's gonna get it in. Like, she's the type of bitch. Like, yeah, you gotta fuck her. Like, fuck me, nigga. But she's always gonna keep it minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's gonna tell you what she wants to tell you, how she wants to tell it to you, and that's just it. But as far as, damn, everybody knows he has the red earrings. I'm about to take a picture in some red earrings. Can I borrow yours, Angel?
I know.
What?
What you mean? Yeah.
I'm just freaky all around the board. So I fuck myself every day. I get off every day. Because if I don't get off, I start to feel like I'm really I'm backed up and I'm agitated, and like I'll tend to take that out on you when you had nothing to do with it. But
I like that shit. Yeah,
but it's not fair. It's fair, but then it's not fair. You know what I'm saying? For me to be agitated and take out my sexual frustration out on you, you know what I mean? Like, it's fair, but it's not fair.
What's the most amount of times you done had sex in one day?
Me? Like, well, it, like myself or with a partner?
A partner.
Probably, like, three or four. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would fuck.
would stop, and then we would go at it again, and we'd stop, and we'd go at it again, and, like, right before we went to sleep, we would get at it again. But that was what, you know what I'm saying, that was what, I was in a relationship with a person that I've done that with, like, repeatedly within a day. You know what I'm saying? How many times have you had sex in a day? I want to know that.
Friday turned into Sunday.
Angel, did you hear him?
No,
I didn't.
Friday turned into Sunday.
Friday turned into Sunday. Damn.
I'm a sex fan. I want to be I want to go to school and start a new curriculum for sex.
Sex fiend, sex freak. So you have to engage in sex multiple times in a day?
Yes. That shit like food. In the morning when you wake up, that's breakfast. Then you got brunch. But after breakfast, but before
brunch.
Then you got lunch. Man, different.
Brunch. You be fucking on brunch time?
All I'm gonna say is if it's good, then my nigga can get it whenever he wants. Whenever he wants, if it's good.
And see, and when you turn around and do crazy stuff like meet you at work, depending on where you work at, it can go down.
I'm waiting for a nigga to come fuck me at work.
Hey, is it? I've heard.
What would you do with that?
Very fine.
Wait, did it just ring your doorbell?
Nah, I'm at work.
I call
my job the Trap House. I work at a sweepstakes. I lock the door and they gotta ring the doorbell to come in.
Ring a doorbell to come in?
If I
know that you're coming, I mean, there's no point of you know ringing the doorbell.
It ain't gonna be nothing. That it's gonna be, hey, what time you go on lunch? Then when you walking out to your car, hey, come here right quick. That's something I want to give you.
Wait, if the seats recline back far enough for you to do that, or we have a place to do that, I wouldn't mind getting head on my 15-minute lunch break.
What?
I'm not going to fuck you, though, on my lunch break because I don't have, like, it's,
you
I feel like,
it,
you know what I'm saying, like.
You don't want the juice is dripping?
It's just not that, like, I can't fuck somebody in a half an hour or 30 minutes. I don't like time limits on what I, you know what I'm saying? Like, head though, like, head can be time, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can give me head for 15 minutes. If I come, if you're good at it, I'm going to come within 15 minutes. If you're not, then we'll continue this later on after I get off, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, though. It is what it is. I just want to thank you for calling in.
I want to thank you for entertaining me. Now I got something to do when I get on Skype. I'll be waiting for you.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's what it is. Thank you. All right. So, it's definitely 10:03. And we are coming to the end of All Barbs Radio. And I hope you guys had fun, because I know I did. I know I did. And did you have fun today?
Girl, I've been trying so hard not to laugh.
I've been cracking up on this Four Loko. I have to piss. Black, so how did you, you all right? You doing good? We're about to close out. You doing good?
Oh, man. Yo, I haven't laughed so hard during the show or for a show in a while, man. Yeah. you mentioned sex and you just mentioned sex and just watch what comes, I tell you.
I know. All we got to do is say sex. The niggas would be like, la, 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 la. It's funny. I love it, though. Angel, don't you love it?
You know I do. I love it.
That's what it is. So We're gonna get in. We do have one more caller, but like I always do when it comes to this time, like I'm gonna play the song and how you feel about the song. Definitely tweet me. Definitely tweet me how you feel about the song, because if you try to call in, I won't be here. I will be somewhere else doing whatever I gotta do to prepare myself for my test tomorrow. And but definitely, like I always say to everybody, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you're doing and what you got going on. Because if it works for you and it's positive, continue out with it. You know, like, you just got to be, stand up for yourself, stand up for what's right, and be you. I'm a real-ass bitch, so I like to come and counsel with real-ass people. If you're a realist like me, Angel, and Black, you're definitely somebody that I could fuck with all day, every day. If not, then just press one, and when I tell you goodbye, goodbye. And that's it. So, I love you all. Mwah. Good night.
Like I always say, life's a bitch. Karma's fucked her. Be true to yourself. Do you. Join a movement. Get involved in your community. Just don't be out. Don't be here. Be alive. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting the movement. Everyone know it's dear to my heart. Come out and support me at one of the events that I'm going to be in. And I love you all very much. And I'll see you Tuesday night.
Lizak.
Yeah, y'all know, fellas, don't be a fool back here too, ladies. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. Arrive alive, don't drink and drive. And if you're going to Skype sex, don't skeet on your keyboard. And I'll be back in the building tomorrow night for pre-game radio.
Lego.
Initiating shutdown sequence.